Donald Chandra, and today for Long Tail News, Episode 3 for 2021, I'm going to talk about terms of use, standardization, and regulation on the internet. So my thought goes like this on Medium. When one goes on an arbitrary website on the internet, the surfer sees the I agreed to terms of use for a particular website. Example given, shopping, gaming, or news-related. I believe wholeheartedly that it needs to be regulation by the FTC or other organizations on the web to provide a different levels of standardization for terms of use contracts for different websites. Why is this important? Because the administrators for the website will follow guidelines provided by the federal organizations like the FTC to prevent website scams with unfair and unreasonable terms of use to make users open up to unlawful activity. And thus their experience of the website will be terminated without proper counter validation, similar to the YouTube policy where they say if any infringing content on the website, the automated system decides blindly to send a note to the user of the website. Furthermore, it is unclear what are the consequences of breaking the terms of use when there isn't any orientation or training about how to use a website for laymen and professionals. Furthermore, the contract on the terms of use must be written with intention to harm or terminate the user so that the company will deliver content to the web, will make extra money, or will act unreasonable with vague and abstruse legalese. I would like everything to be hashtag legalese free web, where no attorneys get involved and everything is automated, with negotiations not being done with barter mentality, but rather parameter sweeping the type of contracts and labels the terms of use with certain agency grade, to prevent kids that are minors below the age of 18 to put their parents through legal demise with the use by using the website and not reading the terms of use, and more importantly, reading the fully and comprehending the legalese of the terms of use and service with such early education under their belt. I love the web because people playing quick malicious games like binding agreements where they are unnecessary for the web site usage, or monitoring agreements where the game creators can monitor blindly your activity on the game, might lose access to the suite of services in a particular manner. Overall, the story has these nutritional facts or gray labels on your terms of use contract will allow fast assessment of the website and the services without the burden of reading the terms of use EULA, software EULA, with the help of an IP attorney. That's all for episode number 3 for 2021 of Long Tail News with Shyamal Chandra. See you later.